bud. Let's go. Funny you knew just where it was then.
I didn't. I was just guessing.
Let's go on the double.
Golly, why?
Out.
Something happened?
Yeah. If this weren't the wrong time of the year, I'd say a hurricane just hit. Inside that house. Shoes, books, shirts, all over the place.
I'm sorry, Dad. We'll straighten it out. Come on, Bud.
Now, wait a minute. Saying you're sorry isn't enough. You're also supposed to clean up the yard. Now, what do I have to do to pound some responsibility into your heads? All right, get going. On the double.
Well, when do we get to play with Flipper?
Believe it or not, Bud, that's not the most important thing in the world.
It is to him.
Flipper can get along without you very well. And unless you two start shaping up, he's gonna have to.
Come on, Flipper. See you later. Maybe.
Thank you. one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, lying there under the sea.
Using the horn?
We couldn't. Bud lost it again.
Oh, I did not.
But he usually answers to our voices, too, except when he's way out of range, so we went out in the boat.
And we called him some more, and he still didn't come.
Well, it isn't like him to stay away like that.
No, it's not. We want him back, Dad. Maybe he can get along without us, like you said, but we can't. Please get him back.
Well, how, son? I haven't any idea where he's gone.
You haven't?
I told you.
Hey, wait a minute. You guys don't think I'm responsible for this disappearing act.
Well, you got so mad at us the other day for goofing off. Well, we thought maybe...
You thought I didn't.
Thought what?
Well, you gave him away.
Oh, Bud. Now, look, son. Flipper's your pet. He belongs to you and Sandy. I wouldn't do anything like that.
We know, Dad. It's okay.
Bud?
Yeah. Then what did happen to him?
You want my honest opinion? Nothing. He's probably on his way home right now.
That's the last darn fish you're gonna get from me, you hear? How about Flipper, Cole?
That's real tough.
And we sure miss him. Well, let's have the official bad news.
Coming up. Mostly directors from regional headquarters. Most of them are marked action now.
Well, this is one weekend I won't mind the paperwork. I wish I could get their minds off Flipper.
Like when my boy lost the terrier. He didn't get over that till I got him another pup.
That's too bad you can't do that with a dolphin. They're not so easy to come by.
Hey, I don't know about that, Poe. There's a dolphin for sale at Barron Key.
Are you sure, Ed? Since when?
Yesterday, I think. That's when he caught it. Dory Stone.
There you sit, Flipper.
Boy, are we ever glad to see you. You're coming home, boy.
And we're never gonna let you go again, ever.
Hey, y'all, clear out of there! Get away from him! That's my dolphin, do you hear? You heard me. I said, get out of here. Now, take it easy, Stone.
You trying to tell me a man can't protect his own property?
Flipper belongs to my boys, and you know it.
Yeah.
I don't know any such thing. I was cruising past Coral Key, a good quarter of a mile east of the park, Mr. Ricks, when this dolphin came alongside. The next thing I know, he's followed me home. There's nothing wrong with that, is there? I was out in open sea.
You knew it was Flipper.
That dolphin is mine.
No, sir, that just isn't so.
He's ours. He's not.
All right, sport. Take it easy, sport. Take it easy. Take it easy.
Tell him, Dad. Tell him he's not his.
There's nothing to tell, is there, Mr. Riggs? A dolphin in the open sea belongs to anyone that finds him. Look it up. I did.
What proof do you have you were in the open sea?
You just proved I wasn't. My word's as good as yours in any court, you know. Maybe better, because you'd be suing me. I looked that up, too.
Yeah, I'll bet you did. Well, I'm going to do a little looking myself. Come on, boys, let's go.
Dad, you're not going to leave Flipper with him, are you?
You can't. You just can't.
I'm afraid we're going to have to for now, son. But I'll be back, Stone.
You'd best make it fast. Circus fellow's coming around tomorrow to buy him. Mr. Kyle Stewart.
Don't you dare sell Flipper. We'll have you arrested, won't you, Dad?
Well, I'm sure going to give it a try.
Try away. You can't stop a man from selling what's his.
If it's his. All right, boys, let's go. Don't start spending that money yet, Stone.
I want to help you, Poe. You know that.
It's not me, Constable. Flipper's a boy's pet.
But all this stuff you looked up for me, I don't see how it could work.
Yeah, but it might.
Might snow in July, too. Well, best get on over there.
Thanks, Pete. I'll be right behind you.
Come on, Dad.
Hey, where do you think you guys are going?
To get Flipper, of course.
Oh, can't we go, Dad?
I guess so. But don't get your hopes up too high. It may not work.
We know.
Oh, it's gotta work, though. It's just gotta.
Bud, you can't.
What's the whistle bit? He's sick or something?
No, they do that all the time. When they want help, that is.
He'll get it. Get the boss.
Mr. Stewart.
You know something?
I ain't one bit richer than I was when I met you.
500, right?
Right. Your bill of sale. Had Mr. Paul Timothy make it out. He's a certified notary public.
Okay. Get with it.
Slipper!
We won't let nobody get you.
Oh,
boy, we'll take you home.
Doris Stone.
Morning, Miss Peters.
By order, the authority vested in me, I want to ask a few questions about that dolphin you say you own.
Ask him. Mr. Kyle Stewart. He owns him now.
Yes, and I'm moving him out now. If you'll just step back.
Well, now, maybe I will, maybe I won't. That depends on your title to him.
Here, look it over.
Thank you kindly. I will do that. Well, a couple of things here I don't like the sound of, but I guess it's within the law.
Now, can I take them?
Well, now, that depends. I'd have to know where and how.
What are you talking about?
Just a minute. Let's see here. Oh, yes, yes. Section 518, subsection 2, state regulations on exporting livestock. Says a license is required.
I'm not exporting him. I'm taking him to Jacksonville.
Well, now, in that case, Mr. Stewart, a license is not required.
Good. Now.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Constable, he didn't tell you how he was taking it.
That's right, he didn't. Well, Mr. Stewart,
you've got to be kidding. What does that look like to you?
I'd say that's some kind of a truck, but I don't know, is it the right kind? According to section 631, that is, specified.
Skip it. The truck was checked out by the motor vehicle department in Tallahassee, the state capital.
Easy to say, mister.
But crying out loud. With the official stamps. Any other objection?
Yes, Mr. Stewart, I've got an objection. A big one.
Yeah? What are you, highway patrol?
No, I'm a park warden. But you're not breaking any law in my jurisdiction.
So?
You are breaking a moral law, though. Only I don't think you know it.
Go on.
Well, that dolphin that Stone sold you.
I got him fair and square. I had every right in the world.
Legally, maybe, but that's all. You see, Mr. Stewart, Flipper's a family pet. My boys, Sandy and Bud, well, they've trained him with them every day. He means an awful lot to them. If they lose Flipper this way, well, it won't be the end of the world, I'll admit, but they'll think so. That's why I'm asking you to please reconsider your decision.
Now, look where Spray's going.
Yeah, I'd better get him out of there.
Yeah, before they sell him, too.
So that's it, Mr. Stewart. I don't know any other way to put it. If you could find it in your heart not to take Flipper away.
I could find it in my heart, but not in here. I paid $500 for that
dolphin.
Wait a minute, Sandy. You were saying?
Deal's a deal, that's all. I bought the dolphin and...
Dad, look, it's important. Our horn. I found it in Mr. Stone's trailer.
What were you doing in there?
That's how we did it, Dad. That's how we got Flipper to follow him.
This is it, Pete. Exhibit A.
Now, just a minute, you hear? It's my horn, and I want it.
Stop. Stop.
Okay, you lost him on me. Now get him back. Beat with that horn again.
No, sir. You're not making me an accessory to Dory's crime.
Crime? What crime? Now, you looky here, Constable.
I'm arresting you for it, and anything you say may be used against you.
Now, Constable, there's no need of that. I didn't steal the dolphin.
Not saying you did, not saying you didn't. I'm taking you in for stealing this horn.
Again, bud.
maybe later.
We're sorry, Slipper. We can't. We got more important things to do.
Hi, Dad. Didn't expect you back so soon.
Well, the trial didn't last that long, Sandy. Judge found Dory guilty, all right, of stealing the horn. But then he suspended sentence at my request.
Dad, what'd you do that for? Now Dory will be coming around trying to get Flipper back again.
No, he won't. Dory signed a statement in black and white. Flipper belongs to you and to Bud.
At your request. Nice going, Dad. Nothing to worry about now, Squirt.
Now, wait a minute. Yes, there is. I didn't request this cleanup job. Or did I?
Nope.
How's it look so far?
Well, it looks great, but why?
Oh, I don't know.
We did our chores, finished our homework, and we had some free time.
Oh, is that right? Well, then don't waste it. Get in the water and have some fun.
Oh, boy!
Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, lying there under the sea.